Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A staggering 21.70 billion transactions worth 28.33 lakh crore were processed by India's Unified Payments Interface, or UPI, in January 2026, cementing India's position as the world's dominant real-time payment market. What makes this significant is that India now accounts for 49% of all global real-time payment transactions, surpassing any other single country. This achievement is a testament to the rapid growth of UPI, which has transformed from processing 1 billion monthly transactions in 2019 to over 21 billion in 2026, making India a global benchmark for digital financial inclusion. First, let us understand what UPI is. UPI, or Unified Payments Interface, is a real-time payment system developed by the National Payments Corporation of India, or NPCI, that enables instant fund transfers between bank accounts using a virtual payment address, or VPA, thereby eliminating the need to share bank account numbers or IFSC codes. It works on the Immediate Payment Service, or IMS, Rails but adds an abstraction layer, allowing for a single interface for multiple banks, 24/7 availability, and a transaction limit of 1 lakh per transaction, with 2 lakh for specific use cases such as medical or education expenses. Now, let us delve into the numbers. As of January 2026, UPI has achieved a record 21.70 billion transactions, showcasing its rapid growth trajectory. But why does this matter? This matters because it demonstrates the widespread adoption of digital payments in India, making it an essential aspect of the country's financial landscape. Moving on to the institution behind UPI, the National Payments Corporation of India, or NPCI, is an umbrella organization for retail payment systems in India. Established in 2008, NPCI is a not-for-profit company owned by a consortium of banks, including the Reserve Bank of India and major scheduled commercial banks. It is governed under the Payment and Settlement Systems Act, 2007, and regulated by the Reserve Bank of India. NPCI's payment products portfolio is diverse, but what is crucial to note is that India's 49% share of global real-time transactions is remarkable in context. So, what exactly changed? The factors contributing to India's lead in real-time payments include its scale, with a population of 1.4 billion and smartphone penetration crossing 750 million, interoperability, allowing any UPI app to work with any bank, zero merchant discount rate, or MDR, for UPI transactions, and the Jan Dhan, Aadhaar, and mobile, or JAM, Trinity, enabling bank accounts to be linked to mobile via Aadhaar, facilitating onboarding at scale. Additionally, the COVID-19 pandemic accelerated the mass adoption of contactless payments in 2020-21. Now, let us turn to UPI International, India's digital payment export. UPI has been extended internationally as both a soft power tool and a practical payment solution for India's diaspora, with NPCI International, a subsidiary, handling overseas UPI expansion. It is worth pausing here to note that a significant policy question arises: who pays for UPI? UPI transactions are free for users and merchants, with zero MDR since January 2020, mandated by the government. Banks absorb the costs, and the government provides incentive payments to payment service providers, or PSPs, and acquiring banks. In the financial year 2024-25, the government subsidy to sustain zero MDR was 3,631 crore. However, there is a concern about the long-term sustainability of zero MDR, as PSPs need revenue to invest in infrastructure, sparking a debate on whether to allow MDR on large-value UPI transactions while keeping small-value transactions free. And here is something that surprises many students: UPI has been India's most powerful financial inclusion tool since the Jan Dhan Yojana. Street vendors, auto drivers, and small kirana shops, which were previously cash only, now accept digital payments. The majority of transactions are in the range of 2 to 200, demonstrating ultra-small value digital payments at scale. As of 2026, there are over 53 crore PMJDY account holders, with most linked to UPI-enabled instruments. Furthermore, Rupai credit cards on UPI, launched in 2022, extend credit to segments without traditional credit card access. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The UPI processed 21.70 billion transactions in January 2026. Remember this number, as it is a crucial fact for your UPSC preparation. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS3, Economy, and S&T, as well as GS2, Governance. Note this carefully, as it can be a favorite prelims fact. In conclusion, India's dominance in real-time payments, driven by UPI, has significant implications for the country's financial inclusion and digital payments landscape, making it an essential aspect of India's development story. This achievement is a testament to the power of digital payments in transforming the way Indians transact, and its impact will be felt for years to come.